Do you ever have what's called a Blue Norther?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not here.
You haven't heard of it. You've heard of it, though?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. And this period that you're in right now where it's not getting any rain, what is that called?
A drought.
Okay. You mentioned that you raised hay?
Well, hay grazer.
Okay.
It's kind of like a cane. You don't know what cane is either.
Yeah, I know what cane is.
Okay, it's kind of like cane.
Okay.
Only we plant it with a grain drill, plant it thick.
Uh-huh.
So it don't get, oh, if it gets as high as the top of that television, that's pretty big stuff.
Oh, really? Is that something you have to put much work into raising, or is it?
No, not like, really. Okay. Take a swather and cut it, and then a baler and bale it.
Okay.
And then neighbor over here's got a bale wagon. He goes and picks the bales up and stacks them.
Uh-huh.
But we used to, a long time ago, if you baled it, you'd go pick them stinking bales up.
Oh, yeah. How would you do that? What would you
use? By hand.
Wow. How heavy were those things?
Oh, they varied from 50 to 65 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a tough day of work.
It was.
To go around and do those. Are there other grasses around here that you don't really have to do much with? You just sort of bale it up? And
Well, up around Rye there's grass. But down in this country, the grass don't get big enough to cut and bale.
Yeah. And I suppose it's really having a hard time right now, huh?
Yeah, the David Dasher over here rents land up there around Rye.
Mm-hmm.
And he cuts it and bales it. And this year the fields never even greened up.
Really?
And they wouldn't let him have no irrigating water.
Yeah.
And he gave over $2,000 earlier just fertilizing, so it'd been too good.
That's terrible. A lot of people are hurting, I bet.
Oh yeah, there is.
All this. Do you hear about people selling their land or their livestock or something?
Well, they're selling their livestock. I don't know about the land.
Yeah.
Well, he sold a lot of his cattle.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty common right now. People just can't afford to
feed them.
Feed them.
They fed them all summer.
Mm-hmm.
Usually don't feed them in the summertime.
Oh, really?
Just feed them in the winter.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's what I always just fed our cattle in the summertime. In the winter, I mean.
Right. Do you have,
I doubt it.
Does cactus grow around here at all?
Cactus?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there's cactus.
There's plenty of cactus out there.
Yeah.
What about things like poisonous weeds?
Well, there's a milkweed that's poisonous that cattle will eat. Something when the grass gets short and everything, and it'll kill them.
They die from that.
Yeah.
Do you get that thing called loco weed?
Yeah, there's a lot of that around.
Do you ever have a horse get a hold of that or anything?
I never, but I've heard of it.
Really? Do you ever get things like poison ivy or poison ivy?
Oh, that's down along along the creeks.
Okay.
Okay. Up here in this country, there's no poison ivy.
Okay. Do you have any creeks that only run during like wet weather, like when it's raining, and other times they're not?
Well, not here.
No.
There is places around here that does.
Okay.
Like up west here, there's what they call Spring Branch.
Uh-huh.
And it runs, it runs water pretty rare all the year, just a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dry as a bone too right now.
Really? You just mentioned irrigation. How does irrigation work around here?
Oh, they irrigate the heck out of stuff.
Okay, do they have like ditches or?
Yeah, ditches, and they flood it.
Okay.
Now, neighbor over here, he runs his water in the lake there and he pumps it out and got a sprinkling system.
Okay.
You've seen them.
Yeah. So is that what people have when they have those sprinkler systems? They usually have some sort of lake or pond or something?
Well, they get the water from somewhere.
Man. Where do you get your water here from? Do you have wells and stuff?
I got a well.
Okay. Do you have to go pretty deep with the wells right now?
Or? Yeah, about 300 feet.
Wow.
But I'm feeling pretty safe that it won't go dry.
Yeah. Was there ever a time where you didn't have to dig so deep for a well around here? Or?
No, there's always been like that.
Okay.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a well up west of here that's only about 35, 40 foot.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me the other day that it went dry.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, right. I guess you're going to start.